Hey everyone, welcome to Battle Wounds Podcast, and I'm your host, Amos St. John. Listen, this is your opportunity to first, if you are not a subscriber, subscribe right now, please. And if you already are a subscriber, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now make sure you take this and share it with somebody, okay? You know, each episode, it has some value in it, some takeaways. And if you were tuned into the last episode, we talked about taking a leap of faith. And I know it touched so many people. And I can see it. I can see the impact and the engagement. Thank you for the comments, the likes. Continue to share it. Continue to like it. Continue to comment. The feedback helps. It definitely encourages me to keep going and putting out this content. Okay. Again, thank you for tuning into Battle Wounds Podcast. This is me, Amos St. John. And thank you for being a part of this journey. I'm building an army. Okay. That's what is called Battle Wounds. Okay. We all are soldiers in this army of life. We are fighting our individual battles and collective battles, but we are taking time to attend to our wounds and make sure they are properly attended to and addressed so we can heal and go back into the fight until we can't fight anymore. It's a blessing to be here. I'm home, just kind of chilling. And I'm, you know, letting you into my place, into my space. And just wanted to make sure that you know that I appreciate you. I'm here for you. I'm here to encourage you, add value to you. And again, the feedback, the comments, the likes, all of that really indicates to me that this is reaching you. And I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing forward. If you haven't viewed or listened to the last episode where I was talking to a good friend of mine, Corey Shaw, we talked about taking a leap of faith. Man, that was such a blessing. That was such an amazing conversation. I can't wait to share the more guests that I got coming up soon. So please continue to be a part of this journey, be a part of the army here on Battle Wounds Podcast. My goodness, goodness. So this episode is a little special. It's not going to be long, but I want to talk to you. I mean, you. Yes, you who's listening, watching. I want to ask you a question. Are you okay? I'm asked that a question again. Are you okay? I want to make sure that, you know, sometimes people will go day to day, work, go through their lives, the ups and downs of life, and never get asked that one question. Are you okay? That's so important. So this episode, it's talking about, this is a personal episode. This is just for the individual. And that's why I was encouraging you to share this with someone to make sure that it really adds value and really encourages them. This life is hard. This life is hard. As I go through my own personal challenges, I'm noticing as I engage in conversation, whether it's a stranger or family or friend, that everybody's kind of going through this, you know, as we look at our society, our world, our economy, you know, we're going through some tough times, although there are some lighter sides to things that we laugh at, little things and things that go viral, things that are happening around our world that keeps us smiling, you know, whether on social media or on TV. Life is hard, you know, like a good friend of mine, you know, said years ago, King Logan, life be lifing. Now it's a very common phrase, but in reality, life be lifing. And, you know, although many of us are in our individual silos in our own little world, and we kind of saying, woe is me, we're going through. Me, I'm a person, I'm an empath, so I do tend to really pick up the emotions and moods of others, you know. And so I get around and I see that other people are struggling. Not just me, it's not just you. There are other people around us that are struggling. Now, some may not show it, and some may show it. But I am learning, you know, that, you know, whether I'm going through, I'm not by myself. And so with all that has gone in life, all that is going in life, and all that's about to happen in life, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, I would like to ask a question. This is a very important question. This is what the topic of this episode is about. And the question I'm going to ask you all is, are you bitter or better? I'm going to ask that question again. Are you bitter or are you better? Now, in this particular podcast episode, I'm going to go through a series of checklists, you know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with my cousin, she's like my sister. Actually, yeah, I would consider more like my sister. We're like a year apart. We grew up together, but she's my cousin. And, you know, we're going through grief. You know, her aunt, who is also my first cousin, long story, but yes, her aunt, who is my first cousin, passed away very close to us, very close to my sister, who passed away a year ago. Well, now it's a year ago, but when my cousin passed, it was like 9-10 months apart. And so it's relatively close. So yes, our family is grieving the loss of loved ones. Many of us who are maybe listening or watching are grieving a loss of loved ones. So that's very difficult. And on top of that, you know, I'm going through a transition with work and life and career. And so that's a little challenging. So that brings its own pair of series of, you know, ups and downs emotionally and mentally. And so there's a lot that people carry, you know? And so I was talking to my cousin. My cousin, you know, we're both kind of like into making sure that we are handling life, you know, and are we doing the necessary self-work to handle the weights of life? So she was just asking me, and she was telling me, you know, she's going through doing her stuff in therapy, and she was asking me, so what's up with you? And it so happened, I going through therapy. I was in therapy for 2 years. I'm going to go back probably in a couple of months and kind of go back, and maybe not every week, but I was going every week for 2 years straight. Now I may go like every month or twice a month when I start back. But, you know, when I went through therapy, I was able to collect a lot of resources to help me through tough times. I navigate difficult times, I'm able to go back and pick up from these resources I picked up from therapy. And also, I also have, and I keep saying this almost in every episode, I do have a very strong circle of accountability. When I mean by circle of accountability, I have people around me who are maybe smarter than me, you know, but they're wise, they're honest, they're transparent with me. And so they also share resources, whether it's good advice or good experiences. And so I have all this around me. And so when I go through dark times, challenging times, and yes, I go through tough times, I may not show it, you may not be in a space where you kind of see me, but I go through my tough times. And so I'm able to pull through those resources, you know, look at notes from old therapy sessions and do, you know, certain practices mentally and phrases and affirmations. And, you know, then I have my Bible. You know, every morning I read my Bible, I pray, I meditate, I worship. That's me. I'm a man of faith. That's what I do. And so all these are resources, you know, God first. And then all these other aspects are resources. So my cousin is just checking in on me. You know, she was like, yo, you know, I'm doing this. What about you? It so happened that same day I had a conversation with myself. Now, I don't know about you, but I do talk to myself. You know, I took my daughter to school, walked the dog, and I'm in my car now. And I'm driving, and I had a very honest conversation with myself. And I had to check on myself because life be lifing, bills be billing, people be peopling, you know? And so we take on a lot and are not totally aware, like, you know, like that's a lot that you're taking. Like, are you okay? And so I'm driving and I was sharing this with my cousin. I was like, you know, I had a conversation with myself. I had to check on myself. Like, it's great. Sometimes when people call, you kind of put a facade like, yeah, I'm going great. Hey, everything's great. In reality, you're not going great. And so I had to kind of really check myself. Like, Amos, are you okay? Okay. So part of this episode, I'm going to share with you this conversation. I'm going to let you into this conversation I had with myself. Yes, Amos St. John had a conversation with himself. I had to check on me because life be lifing. The pressures of life are hard. Life is hard, you know? And so I had to check on, make sure I was good. And then from that point, I was able to kind of assess and move forward. And so, yes, this is a conversation I had with myself. And first, again, just like I ask, Amos, are you okay? As I was driving, I was like, man, I'm kind of in a mode right now. I'm carrying a lot of weight. This is hard. And that's the honest question I asked myself. I told myself, I was like, yo, this is hard. This is hard. And honestly, this is a welcome challenge. Like the very leap of faith I took, I voluntarily, well, out of obedience, I heard the voice of God sharing and really nudging me to take this leap of faith. So out of obedience, I took this leap of faith. And so I knew that this leap of faith will require a lot of work, sacrifice, and focus, and first of all, prayer. So I had this conversation with myself. I said, man, Amos, are you okay? And my response was like, man, this is hard. And, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer. Of course this is hard. Like, you knew it was hard. But I had to just be honest with myself and not try to be macho and say, you know, I'm good. No, this is hard. And I was reminded to say, hey, be gentle with yourself. Yes, this is hard. And it's okay to be gentle with yourself. I know you're a perfectionist, Amos. I know you like to get stuff done, but you have to be gentle with yourself. So this was the first question I asked myself. It was like part of my checklist. Because part of being, like making sure you're not falling into the bitterness of life versus going into the betterness of life. Sometimes if you don't check on yourself, you'll find yourself falling into resentment, regret, you know what I'm saying? Bitterness. Like every time somebody asks you something, you got something negative to say. Your viewpoints on everything is negative. Like you're just bitter, you know? And so part of that is important to ask yourself and check on yourself. And that's the reason why, because I kind of find myself falling into a lot of negative ways of thinking or viewing things of my life in a negative light. And so that was not a good sign. When you start noticing like everything was starting to look through a negative lens, you got to check on yourself. Some people have the ability to be like, you know what? Maybe I need to. It's not the situation or the people around. It's me. I need to make sure I'm good. And so I did that. And so I was noticing I was slipping in the way I was thinking negatively on some things. And I asked myself, you know, what's going on? And I answered myself. I was like, this is hard. This is difficult. And I have to be honest, this is tough. This is, you know, navigating this is not easy. And so I was able to kind of encourage myself, was like, be gentle. So I'm going to encourage you who's going through difficult things listening or watching this, be gentle with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Yes, you had goals, you had certain things that you wanted to meet and you didn't quite meet it by this time. And, you know what I'm saying? Be gentle. Life is hard, and you're doing the very best that you can do. All right? Be encouraged. Be gentle with yourself. And so that was the first thing. And the other thing in under the are you okay was, you know, have you taken some me time? Like, you know, for parents or, you know, spouses, you know, we have responsibilities, you know? And so as a father, I have responsibilities, you know? Then, you know, so I remember when I was married, I had responsibilities. So I understand for those. And as a single guy, I am, you know, I have responsibilities. So life is moving, you know, you got to work, you got this, but pause all that. Have you taken some me time? Like, time for yourself, time to breathe, time to just silence the noise. Have you taken some me time? I know it's hard. I could be honest. It's hard for me to get into silence. Like my therapist, you know, one of the resources he shared with me was called the three S's, silence, solitude, and serenity. I get into that another time, but you know, so he's always like, Amos, have you gotten to the three S's? You know what I'm saying? Silence, solitude, and serenity, you know? And so I had to check myself, you know, I haven't done a lot of me time. I've kind of been just in a lot of noise. And so it's important to take some me time. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself, again, falling into a negative lens. And then you'll see yourself in resentment and regret and bitterness. So part of this whole episode, are you bitter or are you better? And I pray after we talk and have this conversation today, we're leaning more, the pendulum swinging more towards the better side of things and not the bitter side. But it's important to check on yourself. Have people check on, you know, I have quite a few people, again, in my circle of accountability, they check on me. I thank God for that. Even my therapist, occasionally he'll text and just check on me and then say a phrase from one of our sessions. And perfect, you know, I'm thankful for those resources. But it's important for you to be in touch with yourself to make sure that, okay, am I good? And be honest about it. So yes, I check on ask myself, am I okay? You know, and I respond. And then I'm checking to see, have I taken some me time? And then the final thing in this segment is, have you taken time to emote, like whether to cry, you know, sigh, yell, scream, or just quiet? Like, have you taken time to really release emotions? Like, in that silent time, I know a lot of us may run away from it. You know, like, oh, I don't feel like crying. We're crying. Oh, my gosh. But it's important to release those emotions. Emote. Don't be so hard all the time. Don't be so tough. Find that safe space and emote. Show some emotion. Release some emotion. You're taking on a lot. Release it. Let it go. So you can feel better. So you cannot fall into the bitter side. You go into the better side. So that's that part there. You know, you know, you ask yourself a question, are you okay? And you answer it, then you fall into ask yourself a question, right, have you taken some me time? And then, you know, you share emotions like are you, you know, like have you taken time to laugh? Like, have you taken time to cry or scream or you know, saying emote? Like, release emotion, let it go. Sometimes we're just dealing with all the pressures in life, we could internally combust. We got to be careful. So it's important to really check on yourself. So the next thing I want to get into in this whole bitter, better, you know, world of where we are in life. Have you dealt with or have you taken time to really be aware of your triggers? Yes. Like, what is causing your anxiety? What is causing you, fueling your fear? Like, what is causing you or fueling or triggering you into negative thinking or negative talking? Like there's something there's a person, place, or thing that's a trigger that you must be aware of to help you understand to navigate through this difficult thing called life. And if you are not noticing triggers, you're going to continue to walk into a landmine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not aware, like, every time I get into this space, or every time I talk to this particular person, or every time I get into a particular subject, I lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel triggered. Like, and a lot of people may not be aware, but sometimes if you have that conversation with yourself and check on yourself, or just be aware, or even ask your close people, like, you know, they may be aware of your blind spots. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why it's good to have people that you love, that love you, that you trust, that you feel safe around. And most of the times they're able to kind of like share your blind spots, like things you may not be seeing that may be triggering you or causing you into falling into the land of bitterness instead of betterness. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to really notice what's triggering you into that negative side of things. You know, like, is it a thought of a person who offended you? Like, is it an event or experience or trauma? Like, that's something that you have to be aware of, because if you're not taking time to really notice what's triggering you into this negative side of, you know, of things, you're going to continue to fall into that space of bitterness, in that world of bitterness. And some people are never able to get out of that world. And so, you know, you have to take time and really find out what is causing, what is the source. It could be multiple things. And of course, a therapist is always great into noticing and helping you deal with triggers or traumas that's leading you into certain behaviors or mindsets. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to challenge you to really find that space and place to really get into the source of what's leading to negative thinking, that fear, that hesitation. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to encourage you, please, please find that space and get into that place where you feel safe enough to really talk about it with someone, whether it's your therapist or your trusted confidant. But those dealing with those triggers and that's leading into the way those bad behaviors or bad ways of thinking is important to really get to the source and deal with it, begin to deal with it. It's not an overnight process, but you got to deal with it. And when you deal with it, you're able to start, you know, getting to the next thing. You know, is there any unforgiveness in your heart? Like, you know, there are some touchy subjects out there for a lot of people, but sometimes, you know, when you begin doing the work of really tackling those places that are ailing you, that is causing harm to your future, it sometimes is important to really to begin the process of dealing with it. So you ask the question, and I ask myself that question all the time, Amos, you know, do you have any unforgiveness in your heart? Because sometimes maybe that unforgiveness is what's blocking you from going to the next level in life. So when you feel like you're in this cycle of being stuck, all these bad things are happening, or I can't seem to get out of this negative thinking or negative place, maybe there's some trauma or some unforgiveness or some resentment. Like, there's some things that you have to confront and look in the mirror. And this is something I'm constantly doing because I am determined to go to the next level in life. And my hope is for you to have the desire to go to the next level in life. Never become complacent where you are, whether you are a millionaire or a penny heir, you know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, from one extreme to the other, you cannot be complacent where you are. There's always room for growth. There is always room for growth. So yes, you go back and ask yourself, are you okay? And you ask, you know, see if you know, find out if you, when is the last time you've taken some me time and take time to emote, and then find those triggers. Like, you know, really find out what's causing certain mindsets that is not helping you, and certain behaviors that's not helping you grow. And then check and see, is there any unforgiveness in your heart? You know, that's important. That unforgiveness, a while back ago, one of my earlier episodes, I dealt with the weight of unforgiveness. We carry that weight because that person hurts you. You have every right to be hurt. You have every right to be mad. You have every right to be where you are, but you don't need to stay there. You don't give them that kind of power over your emotions. You don't. Deal with that unforgiveness, because that forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. Yes, like, if you forgive that person that has hurt you, it's not for them. It's actually for you, to relieve you of that weight, so you can move on in life and move from bitter to better. And so I just wanted to check on you. Are you okay? You know, when is the last time you had some me time, some time for you and you only? When is the last time you cried or laughed or smiled? Have you noticed or paid attention to things that are triggering you? And is there any unforgiveness in your heart? This is the conversation I had with myself. And I have it continually, because as you go through different phases in your journey, you got to check yourself, because sometimes things do come back. Things do, you know, kind of, you know, rise back up in you. And so you got to check and make sure that you are okay. You're not falling into the land of bitter, but falling into this place of betterness. And so betterness, not bitterness, betterness. These are questions I had the conversation with myself. And so I shared that with my cousin, and she's like, yeah, this is what I did. And I just shared her that, you know, what I went through, the checklist. This was kind of a checklist, asking myself all these things. And it helped me look at things from that perspective, like, yo, you know, this is not easy, but once I have these honest conversations with myself, I notice it's like, you know what, this, I'm going to make it. So I'm encouraging you. The very same thing I told myself, I'm going to tell you. You are going to make it. Yes. But it's important that you check on you. I know you, your job and your role and your duty is to check on others that you love, that you are responsible for. That is so important. But it's also important that you check on you. This episode is for you. Yes, whether you're listening or you're watching, this episode is for you. Are you okay? You know, when's the last time you had that conversation with yourself? Like, you need to take some you time, me time. Yes, some quiet me time. Whether to take that time to cry, yell, scream, you know, or just to be quiet. But that is important. And deal with those triggers. And find out if there's still any unforgiveness in your heart. Because I don't want you to walk around here bitter. My hope and prayer for you is that you walk around here better. So I'm back to the question. Are you bitter or better? I'm so serious about, seriously, like, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Seriously, I know it's a line from a rap, but seriously, like, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because if you don't check yourself, you're going to run into a brick wall. You're going to run into a wall of hurt. You're going to run into a wall of a lot of pain. It's painful now. It could get worse if you don't check on yourself. All right? I didn't feel like I'm fussing at you, but this is a session I really want to check on you and ask you that question. Are you bitter or are you better? I really hope that you're in the journey of getting better. And it doesn't happen overnight. But having that conversation, an honest conversation with yourself, helps. You falling into, from the land of bitter and running into the land of better. It's a process. It comes with a lot of twists and turns and hurdles. But like I said earlier, you are going to make it. Well, that's all I had to share with you today. It was a special episode. I really wanted to talk to you about this whole bitter and bitterness and versus betterness. Because we're entering into, we are in a season of tough times right now. Inflation is inflating. Everything, life be lifing, bills be billing. You know, everybody's going through some level of transition somehow, and it's not easy going through certain transitions. But I pray that you take time to check on yourself. All right? So that's all I have for you for today, this episode of Battle Wounds Podcast. I want to remind you again that health is wealth. All of this is all about being a healthy person, a healthy being, a healthy individual. Mind, body, and your soul, all of those need to be in the journey of health. Health is wealth. All right? Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. I'm your host, Amos St. John. Have a good one.